This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. December 18th is International Migrants Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to remind people of the problems faced by migrant workers and their families. I talked to Chidi King about the issue. Ms. King is the policy officer responsible for migrant issues at the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC. I asked her who the migrants were and why they left their home countries.
According to recent estimates, there are 232 million people migrating today internationally, and some 90% of those people are looking for work. So this clearly illustrates a failure of governments to develop the conditions that enable people to stay at home and to work in conditions where they can earn a living that enables them to live in decency and dignity. It is to us quite shocking as well that about 50% of today's migrants now are women, also migrating for work. It used to be that the majority of the world's labor migrants, if I can put it that way, were male, but we're seeing the increasing feminization of our migration, which is also indicative of a global shortage in social and healthcare workers, which is driving this. So one of the main factors for migration today is the lack of decent work in migrants' countries of origin. Migrants looking for better work opportunities in their countries of destination, unfortunately, very often not finding those better opportunities that they go in search for. Instead of better working conditions, equal treatment with local workers, instead of higher wages, they often find themselves working in the most vulnerable jobs, usually on short-term contracts. They face many challenges, including very often not receiving the wages to which they're entitled. They find themselves often in poor living conditions, especially when the housing is provided by the employer. And today as well, we're seeing an increase in the incidence of trafficking for labor exploitation.
I talked to Genevieve Gencianos about migrant workers and their families. Ms. Gencianos is the coordinator of the Migrant Program of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public sector workers at the world level. I asked Ms. Gencianos why there are so many people becoming migrants.
International migration today is about the search for decent work. People are migrating because they're looking for work. The International Labour Organization estimates that over half of the 232 million international migrants today are economically active. And together with their families, migrant workers comprise 90% of this total. And what is also interesting is that almost half of the international migrants today are women. They are migrating on their own right. They are migrant workers themselves. And about one-eighth of the total are young people ages between 15 and 24.
How is global migration affecting public services and public sector workers?
What is important to note in terms of the effect of migration in public services is the economic crisis and the austerity measures that governments are taking on and how these contribute to loss of jobs. Across Europe today, we are seeing the growth of the public sector working poor, where many of the public service workers have lost their jobs or their income is no longer sufficient for them to have a decent life. And so they're leaving their own countries, particularly those countries hit hard by the crisis in Southern Europe. And these public service workers are leaving their jobs to become migrant workers in the Northern European countries. All these have profound impact on the quality of public services, the availability of public services, and also migrant workers in countries hit hard by the crisis are also experiencing a denial of access to public services, public health services, for example, education services and social services.
You can hear extended versions of my interviews with Ms. King and Ms. Gencianos on the Radio Labour website. They discuss many more problems being faced by the world's migrant workers and their families. And that's it for International Migrants Day, October 18th, 2013. I'm Marc Boulanger at Radio Labour. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.